It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an author tells us how narcissism, drugs, and trash talk shaped human civilization. First today, Planned Parenthood officials at the Appleton North Clinic announced that the site will close permanently. The site was one of three abortion clinics in the state, and its permanent closure means Madison and Milwaukee will be the only cities remaining in Wisconsin to offer abortions. Jesse O'Poyan is with us now to share the details. She's a state government reporter for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica.
Why is Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin permanently closing this Appleton North Clinic?
Well, so they temporarily suspended providing abortions there in October 2015. That was supposed to just be a six-month shutdown due to some staffing issues. But since then, about a month after they suspended abortions there, there was an attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. And after that, the nationwide organization asked the statewide arms to start looking at their clinics and see what kind of security measures were in place, try to make sure that staff and patients alike could be protected. And it was determined that the Appleton location didn't meet those sort of new, stricter protocols, and it would be sort of cost prohibitive to bring it up to line with those standards.
And in terms of the value of the clinic versus the amount of money it would take to make it safe, do we know what the differentials were?
Yeah, the clinic, that location is assessed at about $140,000, and it was going to cost about twice as much or even up to about $300,000 to upgrade it. And they sort of, it's against their policy to talk about what those specific upgrades would be in terms of, you know, the actual security measures, but it was going to be about $300,000 to do those those improvements.
And in 2012, looking back then again, the Appleton North Clinic was damaged by a homemade bomb. What happened then?
Yeah, that was a situation where a self-described pro-life activist from the Fox Valley area crashed or smashed through a window and threw in a homemade bomb into the clinic. It was during the time when the clinic was closed, so fortunately no one was hurt in that particular attack. And he was eventually sentenced to, I think it was an 11-year prison sentence. But, you know, they said it's not that there was any one specific threat to this clinic that led to the closure, but this clinic, like many others that provide abortions, is sort of subject to threats on a pretty regular basis.
Well, what will happen now to women who need or want abortion services in northern or central Wisconsin now that this clinic is closed?
Some of them could have to travel pretty long distances. It could be up to 200 or 300 miles for some of those women. It sort of depends on where they're located in the state. You know, obviously, women up sort of on the northwestern side may find it easier to go across the border to Minnesota, maybe the Twin Cities. There's a provider in Marquette, Michigan that provides services on a fairly limited basis through a Planned Parenthood clinic there. You know, you could also go across the border to Illinois. Otherwise, in terms of staying in Wisconsin, there's two Planned Parenthood clinics still open, one in Madison, one in Milwaukee, that provide abortions. And there's also Affiliated Medical Services in Milwaukee that also provides abortions. But Madison and Milwaukee are now the only cities in the state that do this.
We're talking with Jesse O'Poyan right now, state government reporter for the Capital Times, and we're talking about news today that the Planned Parenthood Clinic of Appleton North is one of three clinics to provide abortions in the state. Now we're down to two because that clinic in Appleton will be closing permanently. And Jesse, you talked to the conservative Christian group Wisconsin Family Action. How did they respond to this news?
Yeah, my question for them was whether they saw this as a victory for the pro-life movement, and their director, Julianne Appling, said she sees it not so much as a victory for the movement, but for women in general. They obviously are opposed to any organization that offers abortion. The counter that they offer is pregnancy resource centers or crisis pregnancy centers. Those are nonprofit organizations that try to encourage women to not have abortions. They promote abstinence rather than sort of the safe sex approach of Planned Parenthood. So she said closing the abortion providing facility in Appleton is a good thing.
And any reaction from the community, people in the community so far around Appleton?
Being down in Madison, haven't gotten a chance to talk to a whole lot of people up there, but I think the concern for anyone who's been using that clinic is the lack of abortion services now. But you should definitely note there are still clinics up there that offer the rest of the services that Planned Parenthood has, birth control, cancer screenings, STD screenings, and there is another clinic in Appleton that offers those services, as well as a few others in that part of the state.
And what did representatives from that clinic itself have to say about it?
They'll be moving to other clinics. Some of them will be working in the Madison and Milwaukee clinics. Some will be working in some of the other healthcare facilities around there. But the woman who's the head of the chapter of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Dr. Kathy Hartke, says closure is a significant loss for women in northern and central Wisconsin. She said she feels like women who are now going to have to travel such a long distance to get that kind of care are being let down.
And you mentioned that Madison and Milwaukee would be sort of the last two cities where abortions would be offered. Do you have a sense about the financial health and then the possibility of those continuing? Are they looking to be in good shape, or are they facing any sort of possible closure like Appleton?
It doesn't sound like they're going to be facing that challenge. I mean, it was a pretty stark difference between the kinds of facilities. The Appleton facility is an older building that hasn't been as easy to upgrade over the years. The Madison and Milwaukee ones have been a lot easier to maintain, and they just provide more abortions at those facilities to begin with. But there have been more closures of Planned Parenthood facilities that don't provide abortions for the last 5 years or so. This is going to be the sixth clinic to close, but just the first that did offer abortions.
And when you talked about why this Appleton clinic was closing, you talked about the cost of making the building safe for the clients and the staff there. Did you hear anything about whether reduced state funding had played a role in this?
Yeah, they said that in this particular case, it wasn't necessarily tied to anything that's been done by the legislature. It was more an issue of this particular facility just not being easy to bring up to code. But that doesn't mean that the two aren't sort of interrelated. And their government relations director talked about some of those measures that, frankly, have not necessarily led to the closure of this particular facility, but have led to the decisions to close other facilities over the years. Like I mentioned, five others before this Appleton facility closed, and that has been more of a result of the loss of funding.
So looking at the big picture now, what does the closure of this particular clinic mean to abortion rights and abortion access here in Wisconsin?
It restricts it. I mean, it restricts it fairly significantly. Women will have to travel longer distances. Planned Parenthood does offer financial assistance to women who need it, who do have to travel in these situations. But, you've got Madison and Milwaukee aren't all that far away from each other, and they're sort of concentrated in one area of the state. So it does make it more difficult for women to get an abortion if they're looking to obtain one legally.
And the news today is that this clinic is going to be permanently closed, but is there any possibility that it could reopen in the future?
I think that's the hope, and I don't know that there is anything near a plan for that, but Planned Parenthood is fairly dedicated to trying to improve access to abortion while, the legislature, at least while it's under Republican leadership, is fairly dedicated to trying to restrict that access. So, if it were a friendlier legislative climate for a group like Planned Parenthood, or if, for some reason the funding would be there to start reopening some of those facilities, I think that's something they would do.
Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Jesse Opoyan, state government reporter for the Capital Times, and she was with us there to talk about the news that Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is permanently closing its Appleton North Clinic, one of three clinics to provide abortions in the state.